Well, if you're waiting to find out, I cover your ears. But yes, as we open the show with Michigan and Michigan State going to the Sweet 16, which is all good news. And certainly Ryan will have the very latest on that and also the horrific accident at LaGuardia Airport with an Air Canada Express regional jet colliding with a fire truck. And we'll get you information as it becomes available. They're shooting for the airport opening back up at 2 this afternoon. It's a mess, and it's very sad. Jared Halpern is here, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. Many things to talk about, Jared. Nice to have you here. I hope you had a nice weekend.
Yeah, we finally had spring arrive in D.C., a very nice weekend.
Oh, good for you. Are the cherry blossoms out?
They are, and so are all of the people who like to see them.
Yeah, well, there's something to see. They are special.
They are.
And it was nice of the Japanese prime minister to, though she may have considered taking them back.
I said the same thing. Are they going to take their blossoms back?
250 new ones, but she left them from everything I've heard. Okay. Anyway.
They are still there. Yes, yeah, she did.
Oh,
not.
Good. Good.
That was a moment, right, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a moment. Well, but, you know, aren't we kind of used to the moments? I mean, in fact, I'll jump right ahead to the second thing I was going to ask you about. Not surprised, disappointed, yes, on his the president's comments on a former Marine hero who happened to become the head of the FBI and happened to get involved in the politics of checking out the president on his first run for president. Robert Mueller's death, you don't expect anybody, let alone the president of the United States, to step out and say, oh, yeah, good, I'm glad he's dead.
It was again, I think serves as a distraction. Republicans over the weekend were asked about it, and most of them chose not to comment, or some were critical of the president, certainly for saying that. I mean, obviously, you know, Robert Mueller was the special counsel who led the Russia investigation. Notable to point out that Robert Mueller was appointed by President Trump's deputy attorney general at the time. Robert Mueller was a longtime FBI director. He actually took the job. He was confirmed, I think it was September 4th of 2001. And obviously led the FBI's largest investigation in the Bureau's history, was re-nominated for that job by a Democrat president, went into retirement, was brought out of retirement to lead that investigation into the Russia collusion investigation, and then obviously fell out of favor with President Trump.
Yeah, I had not realized until his obituary that he actually had been apparently a well-decorated Marine.
He served in the Marines in Vietnam, was a platoon leader, was awarded the Purple Heart, and talked about in interviews that he was decided to join the Marines because a classmate of his, I think at Princeton, who was a year ahead of him, was killed in action. And that served as kind of a sign for him, and he said some of his other classmates to join and serve their country because of what their classmate meant to them.
Okay, well, the other story that we wanted to ask you about very quickly is the fact that the president is sending ICE to airports to help TSA during shutdown, and we've got Democrats all up in arms about that. We got Blumenthal saying, well, there'll be immigration raids while people are standing in line. Well, that's not supposed to be what they're doing. They're supposed to be there to help TSA do their mission.
They are. I think there's still some questions about what that looks like. Obviously, TSA and ICE have very different missions. It seems like at least in the first day here, what you are seeing ICE agents do is kind of that first perimeter, kind of making sure passengers are in the right line. You oftentimes see TSA agents doing that. Obviously, you know, checking the bags, using that scanning equipment takes a level of training that a lot of these ICE agents are not going to have. But we have seen at some of these airports now 40%, 30% sick out rates, call out rates, and that is what's leading to these, in many cases, 3-4 hour long lines. And so this is an attempt, again, to try and ease that a little bit. And it also, I think, from a political standpoint, puts attention on this. So this is also now being used as another pressure point here as Republicans try and get Democrats to agree to these DHS negotiations, these funding negotiations, which seem to be moving. But there's a big, I mean, the expectation is it needs to get done this week. The Senate is supposed to go on recess next week for 2 weeks, as they traditionally do around Passover and Easter. Obviously, that will be cut short or canceled altogether, one would think, if they don't get a deal. But we'll see if this is a move that kind of gets that ball rolling. There certainly over the weekend seemed to be maybe a measured optimism from Senate leaders that the talks were going forward. And I think the confirmation that we expect of Mark Wayne Mullen later this evening also maybe helps move that ball in the right direction.
Well, we also had I saw a video of Senator Kennedy, who was in the middle of a speech on the floor and then stunned by Democrats blocking a bill to withhold congressional pay until TSA members get paid, and then they left. It was
both sides are doing that. I mean, Democrats tried to get unanimous consent on a bill that would have paid the TSA last week, and it was blocked by Republicans. I mean,
People are mad at both sides.
Or messaging things that both sides do in these moments when there doesn't seem to be common ground on moving an agreement forward.
It's unacceptable that these are our employees and they are screwing us. And it's just unacceptable. I don't know what we do about it except remember this during elections, I guess.
We had elections in November, yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your help always, sure, Jared Halpern. Talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. In Focus with Paul W. Smith, we try to give you relentless positive radio. It's not always easy. Stay with us.